This is Pastor Milton Cornegay of the Central Baptist Church of Syracuse, New York, your pastor for the day. Romans 1, 21 and 22 says this, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." In these verses, the Apostle Paul paints a picture of a society that doesn't acknowledge the God who created them. And unfortunately, today, you and I live in a very similar society. Something is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we no longer seem capable of controlling ourselves in our pursuits of pleasure, ease, and material gain. Our pursuit of the good life has brought corruption, greed, and self-destructive lifestyles. We talk of human rights, but care little for the innocent, physically and mentally challenged, the elderly, or the poor. Our quality of life is more important to us than the sanctity of life. Crime and violent acts flourish in the cities of our nation, and our police departments are often crippled in their efforts to control crime and violence. Torture, abuse, blood, guns, and knives are used constantly to entertain a culture that willingly pays for, glorifies, and watches more violence while it complains about the rise of crime in our society. More people have died from abortion in our culture than from all the wars and criminal acts in our nation's history. How did we get here? And what can we do to turn the tide? It is not easy to get people to accept true answers to our nation's ills, because it's one thing to know what is right, but quite another thing to convince people they need to do what is right and avoid what is wrong. Meism, secular humanism, relativism dominate the landscape of our nation. And it is sad, but because of our culture's belief in the ability of each individual to determine the morality of his or her own actions, our culture questions any institution, document, or person that attempts to impose its moral values upon another person. The God of the Bible, who is the living and true God, has left his son's church here on earth to give answers and provide solutions to society's ills by communicating to people and living out the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. My concern is, are God's people willing to let their pursuit of the good life be governed by the truth of God's word so that we are truly loving one another and our corrupt world can see and believe we are truly the disciples of Jesus Christ?